Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the US President Donald Trump has made his tariff move. Now it's over to Europe. How will the bloc respond and retaliate, and where do the negotiations go from here? Harry McGee, Irish Times political correspondent, is with me on the line. Good morning, Harry. I have been looking at the response and reaction coming in on my screen right across the morning. And I mentioned earlier that both the French and the Germans had highlighted digital taxes and tech companies. And I see the Austrian economy minister is the latest now saying we need to discuss digital taxes, digital market acts, digital services act. I mean, does that sort of talk make the blood of our senior government members run cold?
Absolutely, yes, is the definitive answer to that, Claire. The Irish government have really been urging a cautious response, a wait and see to see how it impacts, to tease through the implications of the tariffs for in the first instance, perhaps, you know, beginning to dig deep into the basis on which the tariffs were calculated. And that's already been the subject of much scrutiny and criticism today. And then to begin negotiations, the executive order signed in the White House last night did allow a little wiggle room for negotiations. And the Irish government would be one of those who would be in favour of adopting a cautious approach and negotiations. But as you said, a number of governments, including the French and the Austrians, have been talking about measures that that tackle services. There is a trade deficit between the EU and the US, but there's a service deficit that goes the other way. And the US has had favoured status in relation to that. And it's something that Donald Trump has not brought up in terms of his pronouncements. And Emmanuel Macron and a few other prime ministers have been saying, you know, that the EU should target services. And the instrument that's available in relation to that, I mean, there are taxes and sanctions and tariffs, of course, but there's also what's known as the anti-corruption instrument, which is seen as the equivalent of a nuclear button or a big bazooka. It's a pretty crude instrument and would be seen, if it were deployed, as a serious escalation of the trade war between the EU and the states. And essentially what the that instrument allows is for the EU to put in rules and regulations and restrictions on a whole raft of things, including license agreements for software, service agreements, the right of access to markets. They could look at aspects of intellectual property rights. They could restrict access to EU markets for some services. So it's a very wide ranging instrument. There's a protocol for deploying it. It just can't be switched on overnight. It takes a number of months and involves negotiations involving all EU member states, and is seen and has been seen almost as an instrument of last resort. Mm-hmm. Even though some countries have been talking about it, as you said, the Irish government have been very much against it. Tánaiste Simon Harris, speaking to you on this programme this morning earlier, said that it's something that he would not be in favour of.
Yeah, but he said, you know, that would affect other EU member states as well. But there's no doubt about it. If they were to go ahead with that option, it would have a disproportionate effect on us here in Ireland, wouldn't it?
Yes, because so many tech companies have their European headquarters in Ireland and it provides so much employment. And it would have a disproportionate effect here in comparison to other EU countries. And that's one of the reasons that Ireland is urging caution in relation to following this particular approach.
Mm-hmm. I see the Spanish now, the Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has announced a €14 billion plan to cushion the impact of the new US tariffs. This is new financing. They're going to put in place subsidies for businesses that are impacted by these tariffs, and they're calling for a softening of the rules around state aid. I mean, that's an interesting departure as well, because all of the businesses in Ireland who are looking at how this is going to affect their bottom line will be hoping that there will be some support coming from government.
Yes, and the government have said that there could be some support for business, but the type of payments that were experienced during COVID and during the Irish crisis, the government have been saying consistently that they are not an option at present. But if the situation were to deteriorate and the economic situation were to worsen, that might necessitate such a thing. It's been interesting to see the reaction of the Spanish Prime Minister. They haven't been speaking about retaliation or about or deterrence from the right off the bat this morning. Pedro Sanchez was talking about protecting Spanish workers, and that's the aim of his government. But if they were to do that, and if they were to try to get changes to state aid, I think other European countries of the 27, including Ireland, would also begin to look for that as well. So that might have repercussions across the union. I think there would be a reluctance on the part of the Commission and of the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to follow that rule, because one of the things that they follow that route, because one of the things that she has been stressing this morning is that the European Union is a rules-based institution, you know, and they adhere very closely to the rules, and they think that this might be something that in the long run might not work out properly.
All right, Harry, we need to leave it there, but thank you very much. Harry McGee there, Irish Times political correspondent.